USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The second impeachment of President Trump will move forward.
On this vote, the yeas are 56, the nays are 44, and pursuant to S. Res. 47, the Senate having voted in the affirmative on the foregoing question, the Senate shall proceed.
Contra Costa County authorities issued a public health advisory Tuesday afternoon after a Chevron refinery in Richmond, California, began spilling petroleum into the San Francisco Bay. A spokesman for Chevron said refinery employees noticed a sheen in the water about 3 p.m. Pacific and alerted authorities. The leak was stopped about 5 p.m. after dumping roughly 600 gallons of a petroleum and water mixture. Richmond is about 9 miles northeast of the Golden Gate Bridge. The United Arab Emirates Hope Probe successfully made it into orbit around Mars Tuesday, enlisting the Arab nation into an elite class of spacefaring nations. With Hope, the UAE is now the fifth nation to operate an orbiter around Mars. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
While the nation is enthralled on a new Trump impeachment, some lawmakers in Washington are trying to get COVID relief to the American people. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
The White House is continuing to urge lawmakers to get the proposed COVID-19 rescue plan to President Biden's desk. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said multiple business leaders and experts believe the rescue plan will get the economy to recover quicker than the current projections. Republicans think the $1.9 trillion price tag is too expensive. Republican Senator John Cornyn also saying,
"We're in favor of targeted relief that deals with the COVID-19 pandemic, and the number that the president has given us is a absurdly high number. It's not targeted on people who need it the most."
That audio, courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
In January, Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said a plan will be available by late March. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Although House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has no idea how much the first failed impeachment of President Trump cost taxpayers, conservative estimates put the number at $32 million. And here we go again. How much treasure and waste of time when other pressing issues are paramount will the government spend for a second impeachment trial? USA Radio News' Dan Rocky has more.
Arguments will continue Wednesday in former President Trump's second impeachment trial, with each side being given 16 hours to make their case. Senator Ted Cruz says the week will be nothing more than political theater. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that every senator knows the trial will end in acquittal, but Democrats remain focused on President Trump instead of the issues facing the nation.
It is going to end with the president being acquitted. In order for the president to be convicted, it takes 67 votes in the U.S. Senate. That's not going to happen. It's not going to get 67 votes. It's not going to get close to 67 votes. Every one of the 100 senators knows that. Every one of the House managers knows that. But this is political theater, because rather than address the real problems, the real challenges we have in this country, rather than focus on getting kids back in school and getting tens of millions of Americans back to work, the Democrats want a week of just political theater raging at Donald Trump.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Senate voted 56-44 to move forward with the impeachment. The Senate convenes at noon Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.